Right.
Guess what?
What?
I've hit record.
Oh, you've pressed that button. Uh-oh, I've got no idea what's coming. it's worrying me now.
Why is it worrying you?
I don't know where you've got that bit of paper.
Ah, I've been writing notes for this podcast.
Uh-oh.
Do you want to introduce us?
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to Addicted to Disney, the podcast. Now, I believe Mr. Disney has been planning today's podcast. What are we talking about?
We're talking about Disney food.
Oh, my favourite.
Your favourite. So what is your favourite Disney food?
Mickey Bar.
Well, actually, before we start, I need to define what I mean by Disney food. Disney food is snack food available in Disney parks.
That's Mickey shaped, so no calories.
Oh, I was going to get onto that theory.
Okay,
we'll get onto that concept. But basically, Disney food that is available in the parks and to a certain extent also available on the cruise liners. But this is snack food. So this is not the food that you would generally get day to day to actually sit down and have a meal. Although you could probably sit and have a meal from snack food in a Disney park. And actually, we have done so several times. So getting onto my little list, what is your favourite Disney snack food?
Oh, I've got too many, actually. Mickey bars, Dole Whip. Popcorn, Mickey waffles, churros.
So what's your favourite?
Ultimate favourite, I think, is probably the Mickey bar.
The Mickey bar.
The Mickey ice cream bar, which is basically, if you can imagine a magnum, but it's Mickey Mouse head shape, and it has the best chocolate ever, and it makes a lovely crunch as you bite into it. Although, I do sometimes end up with chocolate around my face.
You do realise this is not an AMSR video?
No, I know it's not an AMSR video.
Chocolate.
Oh, chocolate.
More teasers.
Mickey bars.
And where does one get Mickey bars everywhere?
No.
No. So where can you get Mickey bars?
Generally, Mickey bars are either available to purchase from the carts in the park. So in Disneyland Paris, that'd be the main Disneyland park. Because I've never found them in the studios in Disneyland Paris. And in Walt Disney World, you can generally get them in most of the parks. And then they're also on the cruise.
Yes, the cruise. Yes, you get Mickey bars for free from room service on the cruise. And also, if you're in rotational dining, and we'll talk about rotational dining in another podcast, you can ask for a Mickey bar for a dessert. And Kaz several times has done so. And they sort of initially look at her and going, that's what we normally do for children. And she's like, please. And they go, okay, yeah, you can have one.
And it comes with sprinkles.
And it comes with sprinkles and a plate, which is quite bizarre. Okay, so Mickey bars is your number one. What else have I got on my little list? Pog juice.
Oh, jungle juice.
Jungle juice. Now, you'll have to explain what pog juice is.
Pog juice is papaya, orange and guava juice mixed together. And it's,
I think it's guava.
It's actually guava. Okay, guava. And it's quite a tropical juice flavour. It's a nice orangey colour. And it's just really tasty.
It's just really tasty. And I spent at least 2 years listening to how wonderful this pog juice was. Because where was it only available initially?
Initially, I'd only ever managed to find it on the cruise ships. And then when we went to Walt Disney World, we discovered that some of the buffets and the sit-down restaurants, you got pog juice with the breakfast.
So, yeah, we went and discovered it. And it's not too bad. I mean, yeah, it's a bit tropical and it's a bit orangey. Yeah, we won't talk about orange drinks, will we?
No, we won't talk about orange juice. The only thing about pog juice is you can't get it in the UK. The closest thing I've managed to find is a well-known brand of smoothies do a tropical juice, which is close-ish, but it's not pog juice.
You are allowed to advertise. You mean innocent?
Yeah, innocent. Okay, innocent do a tropical smoothie drink, which is nice, but it's not quite pog juice. It was quite funny seeing Mr. Disney's face on a recent cruise. We were walking through Marsley Market, trying to find a table. The next thing he turns around and I'm walking with a glass of pog juice.
Yeah, I'd found a table. 20 minutes later, it's like, where's Kaz? And Kaz was in the queue for pog juice. So, yeah, pog juice.
I can't help it. I like pog juice.
Whilst on the subject of orange-coloured drinks, we have to tell the story of the orange Fanta, don't we?
Yeah. One thing about Fanta in America is it's very, very orange, as in a real bright, vibrant orange, almost traffic cone orange.
It's not just bright orange. It probably uses one of those chemicals that is banned in the rest of the world because it gives you, probably turns kids into little terrors. Not that they aren't anyway.
That probably explains why I'm always hyperactive.
Probably, but also it manages to stain the inside of the cup bright orange and also your lips as well. So, yeah, Fanta in the States, I'd love to know what chemical they put into it because it's certainly orangey.
And it's not just the orange Fanta, the strawberry Fanta I got was real bright red, as in the brightest red you can imagine.
Oh, and what did I discover? Because the background to this was actually in Riviera, and they have Coke Freestyle machines. And you can then, a Freestyle machine is basically one of these auto dispensing machines where you can select a thousand different options. And I discovered Coke with cream soda, which sounds a really bizarre and weird mix, but it's really nice. I like that. But yeah, you discovered a few other weird, wonderful flavors.
But it's worth mentioning that in the resorts, you can actually get what they call a resort mug, which is a Disney pattern mug, which has got a RFID tag at the bottom. And then you can use it to basically have unlimited soft drinks in any other resort. So if you're staying in Riviera and you suddenly end up in Polynesian, you can still go to their drink station and get free drinks. And it's basically activated for the whole length of your holiday.
You do have to pay for it. It's not free.
You have to pay for it. It's not. They're not free. You do actually have to pay for it, or they get included on the dining plan these days. But they are worth getting. This, on our last trip, I think we definitely got our, I think it was $20 for the whole trip. And I think we definitely got our $20 worth. Bearing in mind, in the parks, a bottle of Coke is like $6.
But one thing about American bottles is they're slightly bigger than UK bottles. I spotted this. So an American bottle, I think, is actually probably a pint, because it's just over 500 mil. Does that make it a pint? I don't know.
Yeah.
Where UK bottles are 500 mil. And cans are like 330.
So we were getting one between us.
We were generally getting one between us, but that's also sort of leads you into the American portion size. American portions generally are massive, and then you add in Disney portions, which are generous anyway. We got to the stage where instead of work, we wouldn't do breakfast, lunch, and dinner. We'd have one main planned meal and then a few snacks, and we were still full. We still put on weight.
To give you an idea of portions, we were in Disney Springs and we've spotted churros. I went, yeah, let's have a churro each. What we weren't expecting was the churro to be about 14 inches in length.
It was big, baby.
It was huge.
It was big.
It was nice.
It wasn't too bad. I'm not a massive lover of churros, but yeah, it was a bit big. So we ended up getting one between us rather than one each. But I mean, whilst we're on the subject of Riviera, I think the one thing we need to mention in Riviera is the Riviera cookie.
Ah, the cookies.
Cookie! Nom, 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 oh, nom, 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 nom.
Riviera cookies, which I think were sort of chocolate with salted caramel, were gorgeous. And I think we probably ate 15 between us over the 2 or 3 days we were there, because they were just really nice and soft and squishy and really... Cookies in America versus cookies in the UK, there's no comparison. Cookies in the UK sort of go from the packet stuff, which is like 2 inches, or if you go to Tesco's or Asda, you get a larger cookie, which is like a flat wadge of stuff. But then you go to America, and Riviera cookies were nice, but then we did have the luxury experience of going into Disney Springs and discovering... Gideon's cookies. Now Gideon's is one of these places where they are well known for what they do, to the extent of there is actually a 3-hour queue to get in. That's a queue to get in,
virtual queue as well.
It's so long, it's a virtual queue, which scuppered us, because when we turned up they said, give us your American mobile number and we'll ping you when you're on the virtual queue. And it was like, we're English and we don't have one. So they took pity on us and did something else, which we're not going to let the secrets out.
It was pixie dust.
But yeah, if you want to go and talk to the door staff and see what they might do for you. We did still have to queue up for a bit. But yeah, you go in there and it's almost like an old-fashioned bookshop, but it's a very bizarre bookshop. It's almost
like an occult bookshop.
I don't know, if I've never been into an occult bookshop, but I know what you mean. It's almost like horror, but not horror. And the cookies are laid out under glass cabinets, and then you go to the counter. You're only allowed 6 per person. So either they're thinking about your diet or the fact that they are so popular. And they're quite expensive. They're like $12 a cookie. When they come out, you have never had a cookie until you've had a Gideon's cookie. And they have different flavours, and they have a flavour of the month. We had a gingery one, which was spicy and blew your head off.
Yeah, we had the Eternal Flame, which was...
Spicy and blew your head off.
I hadn't actually read what was in it.
it had chilies in it.
Yes, somebody decided to give me a piece to try, and then the next thing it's like, that's spicy. But we also had the Valentine's special
one. That was cherry.
It was almost like a black foresty gateau-y.
I think that's
cherry.
What it was.
It was really nice.
It was very, yeah, it was really nice.
But these cookies also are about £0.5 worth of cookie each, so...
Yeah, £0.5 as in weight. So yeah, they were seriously heavy. Between the two of us, we're like, yeah, we're full now. We've just eaten a cookie each.
We didn't even eat the whole cookie. I think we only had like a quarter, if that, because we took the rest back to the resort with us.
Okay. We ate them eventually.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, the Gideon's cookies, if you get the chance, go to Gideon's in Disney Springs.
Speaking of Disney Springs, you also want to go to Swirls on the Water.
I was just going to Swirls on the Water.
Oh, yeah. Can I go there now?
No.
Oh, please.
Because why do we have to go to Swirls on the Water?
Dole Whip.
Dole Whip. Now, Dole Whip is some concoction. It's almost like soft scoop, soft serve ice cream that comes out of a machine. And the first time I tried it, it was horrible because we went to Animal Kingdom.
No, we were in Epcot. It was in the, we went to the Africa Pavilion quick serve in Epcot and I got you pineapple Dole Whip.
Which was horrible. It was so sharp.
Bear in mind that Mr. Disney had never actually tried Dole Whip. I'd actually had Dole Whip before because I had it in Disneyland Paris as part of the 30th anniversary. And it is so refreshing, very filling at the same time. And it can be quite tart, it can be really sweet, but...
The pineapple one is excessively tart. I wouldn't describe it as... For me, it's okay. I wouldn't say it's the most wonderful thing I've ever eaten. But then we went to Swirls on the Water in Disney Springs and had three.
Hey.
But these are little tiny. These are taster pots. But we did have a selection. And the couple of times we've been, they've been different.
Yeah. I don't think we've had the same flavour twice there. And then there was the green and orange one that we had in Animal Kingdom.
Yeah, which was...
In Dinosaur Land, in Dino World, in Animal Kingdom.
Which was nice.
Yeah, that was actually. I think that was orange and vanilla. That was really nice as well. But yeah, Dole Whip is another one of my favourite Disney snacks. Though again, I think most Disney snacks are my favourite Disney snacks.
Is there any Disney snack you don't like?
Anything that's got Marmite or peanut butter in. There is a thing called an Uncrustable, which is sort of like a peanut buttery, crusty sandwich thing that they have in all the quick serves and grab and grows. And that doesn't appear.
I shall make it my efforts to find this because I quite like peanut butter.
Yeah, it's called an Uncrustable.
Uncrustable. Okay, I shall be looking at this. Shall we discuss the Disney diet?
The Disney diet. There is no calories in Disney.
Well, that's not strictly true. The definition of a Disney diet... Somebody in their esteemed wisdom, and I don't know who it was. I don't think it was you.
It was actually one of our friends.
Well, it's probably been floating around a while because I've seen it a few places. There is this idea that if it's Disney-shaped, or more specifically, Mickey-shaped...
No, if it's not food-shaped...
Oh, I thought it was just Mickey-shaped.
No, no, no. If it doesn't look like food and it's not shaped by food, then there's no calories.
Okay.
And 90% of the time, that's...
I prefer my version.
And 90% of the time, it is sort of Mickey-shaped.
So that includes things like, well, the obvious, the Mickey bar.
Yep.
Mickey waffles.
Yep.
Which is another thing that Kaz runs around, goes, where's the Mickey waffles? We turn up to a restaurant, particularly breakfast, and you can't sit down, you can't do anything until Kaz has found, one, does it have pog juice? And two, does it have Mickey waffles?
No,
and if
not
it has
so
Mickey
really.
Waffles, tell me a breakfast restaurant we went to where you didn't look for the Mickey waffles. Precisely. Exactly. Point made.
A top tip, if you like Mickey waffles and you're going to a buffet restaurant, go to the children's section.
Yes, because all the little children have stuck all their fingers in everything.
Not always.
Where was that? I'm trying to think where was that.
Inventions.
Yes, we went to Inventions. Inventions was a sit-down restaurant / semi-buffet in the Disney...
It was in the Disneyland Hotel. It's in the Disneyland Hotel in Disneyland Paris.
The version we went to was in the Disneyland Hotel, yeah. The version Paris. And I stood there watching a small child stick their hands into the cheesecake and just use their hand to scoop the cheesecake onto their plate.
Yeah, that was a bit...
And that, for me, was like, okay, yeah, I think buffets now, I'm always going to look to see who's been in them beforehand.
And what was really horrible was I really wanted cheesecake.
So you made up for it by finding the macaroons instead.
Yeah, they just put a tray of macaroons out and I was good. I left the tray behind, or at least I left half the tray behind.
Well, we talked about half the trays because you also went into a very posh restaurant, which I think might have been Inventions, where the rest of us are eating off normal plates. And you somehow managed to get the Mickey-shaped child plate.
That was Inventions.
That was Inventions, yes, which was quite, yeah, okay. So the rest of us are eating like adults off a plate, and Kaz has got a little plastic plate.
I'm sorry, I'm a big kid at heart. That's why I'm addicted to Disney.
I know.
I saw a post earlier today, which is Disney girls are born with Disney in their veins. Yeah, my veins are definitely full of Disney.
That and Mickey pizza.
Yeah, Mickey pizza. Which is always cruel because they look so nice in the box and then you have to rip Mickey's ears off.
And they actually do taste a bit like cardboard.
Oh, they don't.
Yes, they do. They're just like a bog standard pizza.
It's a pizza.
I know.
They're nice.
They're okay. I mean, they're normally when we eat them, we're starving.
Yeah. And then I won't mention Mr. Disney and popcorn.
What about Mr. Disney and popcorn?
He always says he doesn't want popcorn. But then if either me or Stitch or someone else has got popcorn, suddenly Mr. Disney does want popcorn.
Yeah, that's, I don't see an issue with this.
And you say to him, do you want some popcorn? No, I don't want popcorn.
The problem with popcorn at Disney isn't actually the popcorn, is it? It's the popcorn buckets.
Don't know what you mean.
Yeah, popcorn. Disney have this thing about producing items that can be, quote, collected. And we will talk about Disney collectibles at another point. Yeah, collectibles. And we will talk about collectibles at some other point because Kazzy is a collector.
Don't know what you mean.
Exactly. But yeah, Disney popcorn buckets are basically plastic buckets with some character. I think the last current one, the last one that you went round looking for was the purple. Was it purple? The Cinderella coach? The one that's currently in our studio.
Which our lovely friends actually picked up for me and brought back from Disneyland Paris for the popcorn for me.
In other words, you cheated.
No, the last one I really wanted to find was when we were in Epcot last year during Flower and Garden when they had the Figment popcorn bucket.
Yes.
And I couldn't get that one. And then this year when we was out there, they had the Figment Imagination Garden bucket, which I really wanted until I saw how big it was. And it was a case of, that's not coming home in my suitcase.
Just get another suitcase.
Don't tell me that.
I always tell you that.
Yeah, but then you're complaining we've got excess baggage. Why have we got excess baggage? Because of all my collectibles.
Yeah, but you've got more space than I can buy stuff.
Yeah, I am. I must admit, I'm not the only one who collects things in Disney.
I'm saying nothing. We'll discuss that in another podcast.
Okay, we'll discuss collectibles in another podcast.
I mean, whilst we aren't talking about Epcot, Epcot do really nice food festivals.
They do, don't they?
I think technically I wouldn't class them as real food. I think they're snack food, but they're real food done as snacks. Because they come out in little tiny plates. And it's like beef Wellington. Yeah, but it's like three mouthfuls. Therefore, it's a snack. But it is really nice.
Although that Black Forest Gatto one we had was nice.
Oh, the deconstructed Black Forest Gatto, which we still talk about now. Yeah, that was very nice and very, very filling.
There are challenges that you can do, like eat your way around the world. Because at Epcot, you have one area, which is all the theme zones. So you've got the zone where you've got Guardians of the Galaxy, you've got the Imagination Pavilion, you've got the Land Pavilion. And then you have the World Showcase Lake. And that's where you have the snack trucks and snack trucks, snack counters and challenges to eat around the world. I think we've only ever managed three.
About three countries out of how many at Epcot? 12?
It's 11 now on World Showcase. But
there is no way I would do all 11. I would explode.
We'd have to stagger it.
Well, I think Mammoth Club do stagger it. I don't think they do everything on the same day. Molly, if you're listening to this, please tell us, do you do them all on the same day or do you cheat and do sort of three on one day?
It would be nice to know if there is actually a trick, because they do have some really interesting snacks. And there are some that we want to have. And also while we're talking about snacks and snack parts, in Disneyland Paris, sometimes they have in the studios their gourmet huts down by the Ratatouille ride, don't they?
Oh, yeah. Where we had that cheese and potato concoction.
Oh, the rassolet.
Which was actually quite nice, apart from the fact that it was peeing down with rain at the time, and there was nowhere to sleep, nowhere to sit.
And we were cold.
But it was nice. And whilst we're talking about cold, you haven't mentioned something that we get obsessed with when we go to Disneyland Paris. She's looking at me going, what's
the Disney hot chocolate?
The Disney hot chocolate. But it only seems to be in certain places.
Disneyland Paris seems to have probably the nicest hot chocolate we've found. I think it's a Lavazza, I think they're called, is the company that does it. And it is just the nicest hot chocolate ever. It's
Lavazza.
Lavazza, I think that's the brand. Because that seems to be who sponsors all Disneyland Paris's coffee shops.
But we got it somewhere. I mean, it's a really nice, thick, dark hot chocolate.
It's a thick, dark hot chocolate. It's never scalding hot. It's just hot enough. But when it's cold, and obviously Disneyland Paris being in Europe, European weather is so changeable anyway. We've been in Disneyland Paris when it's been 40 degrees. We've been in Disneyland Paris when it's -7 degrees. So
40 degrees for Americans is hot.
40 degrees for Americans.
A Celsius.
40 degrees for Americans is what it is in America now.
It depends where you are in America. Some places have got snow.
In Florida at the moment, it's as hot as it normally is in Disneyland Paris in the summer. The Disney hot chocolate is really, really tasty. It's just so nice. Although we have found the odd one or two where
it was disgusting and watery.
Towards the end of the day, they've obviously not topped the chocolate powder up and it hasn't been sort of, it's had a waft of chocolate.
Yes, it was horrible.
It was more chocolate flavoured water than hot chocolate. But yeah, Disneyland hot chocolate is really nice. Hot chocolate in Florida is nice as well, because I have had the Florida hot chocolate.
Yeah, I'm trying to think if I had it or not. I can't remember anyway. I mean, whilst we're on the subject of Florida, we do have to give a momentous mention to the most obscure and weird thing that we ate, which was cheeseburger and pizza spring rolls.
Oh, these were in Magic Kingdom, weren't they?
Yes.
On the first day when we were there this
first
year.
Day. And that's another mammoth club.
I think part of it will be fine because we also had jet lag still.
Possibly, but yeah, spring rolls. So Chinese style spring rolls. And you had a choice between cheeseburger flavour and pizza flavour. And I think we both decided actually the cheeseburger flavour was the nicer one.
Yeah, we had one of each, didn't we?
Yeah. They were very nice, but it was just really bizarre because you have literally a cheeseburger in a spring roll. So you've got that texture of a spring roll and the crunch as you bite into it. And then you've got a cheeseburger and it tastes like a cheeseburger. And then the pizza is a bit more... The pizza version was a bit more pizza-y, pepperoni. A bit doughy, a bit pepperoni, and a bit cheesy.
Yeah.
I mean, it was definitely a pizza, but it was a spring roll, which was just like bizarre.
So as we're talking snacks, I think we need to mention some of the cruise snacks as well.
Go on then, because I know exactly what you're going to mention on that one.
Mr. Disney loves room service. Room service is included on your Disney cruise anyway. And in particular, Mr. Disney likes his, they call it the all hands on deck.
It's the cheese plate.
It's the cheese plate, but you have to ask for extra crackers.
Yeah, and this has happened three times now, twice to us and once to a friend of ours. It's a cheese plate, so you get a few bits of cheese and a handful of crackers and some grapes and things like that. And they always stick Baby Bells on there, but they never give you enough crackers. So the first time we asked for extra crackers, they gave us some extra crackers quite nicely on the plate. The next time on the next cruise we asked for extra crackers, they just gave us the entire pack still in its cellophane. And this isn't a little pack. This is an entire, like, 30 crackers. And then a friend of ours were like, where's ours? We didn't get any. So they asked for extra crackers and they got exactly the same. They got a pack of them. So if you ask for extra crackers, they'll definitely give you extra crackers. But the one thing that Kaz has not mentioned about Disney cruises is the C word.
The C word? The chicken tenders.
The chicken tenders. If there's one food that Kaz just goes mental about all the time.
Apart from pug juice, ice creams and Mickey waffles, yeah.
And Mickey bars. It's going to be the chicken tenders.
Disney cruise ships. Sorry, I'd love to know what the recipe is, but there's chicken tenders that you can get in various fast food chains, and then there's Disney Cruise chicken tenders, and I'm sorry, they are the best.
I think I probably agree. I mean, we tried making them once at home, and it was just like no chance. But yeah, the chicken tenders were actually not too bad. Although, the one thing we did try making at home, we think we might have cracked.
Ah, yes.
Which is the infamous Disney Rice Krispie cake. Head things.
Well, I want one now.
You can make some later.
Okay.
Basically, these are Rice Krispie cakes dipped in chocolate, but they're Rice Krispies, marshmallows, butter. Chuck them all in a saucepan, heat it up, and then just mould it.
Don't give away the secrets.
Oh, sorry. Sorry, Mr. Mouse.
Don't give away the secrets. We haven't quite cracked the recipe, but they are the most...
Well, you bought some the other day, so we can test it.
Yeah, they are the most one of the most scrummiest snacks, and yeah, they might accidentally find their way in the suitcase to come home, but... You can get all sorts of ones. You can get some that have got chocolate on, some that are Minnie Mouse shape. You can get some that have got none on. For the 100th anniversary, they had them in purple chocolate. And I don't know what flavour that purple chocolate was, but that was nice. But yeah, I did go a bit...
Purple a chocolate? Is purple a flavour? I don't know.
Might have been blueberry.
Might have been blueberry. Who knows?
I don't know. All I know is it was rather nice.
There are some very strange things that the Americans do, and we still haven't actually worked out one because it's just like, there's no way we're ever going to buy this.
Which one's that?
That is the turkey leg. Could someone please explain to us the turkey leg?
Okay, I can explain to you the turkey leg.
Well, it's American.
It's American. It's big.
It's not just big, it's the size of a dog.
I actually had a turkey leg on a trip to America that I went before I knew Mr. Disney from Walt Disney World.
And did you like it?
It was okay going in, and that's all I'm going to say. Oh.
There could be so many things wrong with that one.
I don't mean to change the tone of the... podcast, but let's just say it was nice going in. That's it, really.
And I think that's probably a good point to actually stop because we don't want to go into
might cut that bit actually. There is one thing we haven't covered yet,
which is
all the Disney chocolatey marshmallowy treats.
No, we're not going to cover those.
They're still snacks.
No, we can come in.
I think we've covered enough. I think we've reached the point we've covered enough Disney snacks. And although now I want a Mickey bar now.
You can't have a Mickey bar. So yeah, I think we've probably covered a lot of the Disney snacks. There are probably Disney snacks out there that we haven't tried, and no doubt the next trip we'll be trying to see if we can find some Disney snacks that we haven't already tried.
There's definitely some snacks we still haven't tried yet, and I know there's some food festivals coming up we want to try, so.
Knows. Anyway, thank you for listening to our little podcast.
I'm going to go make some Mickey bars now.
You're going to make some Mickey bars?
All right, Mickey Rice Krispie Treats.
Okay, we haven't quite cracked the recipe for Mickey bars, but we will be keep trying. Anyway, thanks for listening. If you like what we're doing, then please consider the old... I don't know what you do on a podcast. I think it's just...
Follow, download, like.
Like it.
Keep your ears out because there's more coming, because there are a few other interesting podcasts coming, because I've got one I'm going to throw at Mr. Disney, but he doesn't know what's coming yet. Right, get me tongue in. So that's all our views on Disney snack. I'm sure there's some we've missed out. So if you've enjoyed listening, you know what to do. And we'll listen out and be with you on the next one.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.